Live from Birmingham, I'm Richard Banks with WBHM News. As part of the ongoing saga at the Birmingham Water Works, the Utilities Board Chairman has resubmitted his resignation. WBRC reports that Chris Rice has again submitted a letter of resignation, but will not be fighting to keep his job this time. Earlier this month, he submitted his resignation, then attempted to retract it a week later. The Water Works Board voted this morning to accept Rice's latest resignation. It was submitted last night. The news comes as the latest chapter in a battle to control the waterworks, while the utility also tries to correct billing problems and alleged unethical practices in its purchasing department. It's day three of a workers' strike inside Alabama's prisons, and men locked up inside say they're still not getting enough food. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen spoke with one man this afternoon.
At Limestone Correctional Facility, Shannon Barlow says men are hungry.
Today we have ate 2 pieces of white bread and 2 spoons of grit.
Men in other facilities report similar treatment. People incarcerated in Alabama's prisons normally cook in the kitchen, clean laundry, and do maintenance work. While they get paid for some jobs, they don't get paid for these. Barlow says that's one reason people have refused to work since Monday. Another reason is to protest the steep decline in parole rates over the past few years.
There's no hope. There's no promise of a future. And we're the ones basically that has been holding this ceiling up over our own head all these years. And we're just waking up to the fact that this is wrong.
On Tuesday, officials with the Alabama Department of Corrections said security measures have been deployed and critical services, including meals, continue. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.
A new report finds that 4 in 10 Alabama children don't have access to child care. According to data from the Bipartisan Policy Center, there are approximately 86,000 children without child care in the state. The report also notes that Alabama ranks second in the percentage of children with all parents in the labor force who are also in poverty. The two factors together, poverty and a lack of child care services, likely limit parents' abilities to participate in the labor force. You'll find more news anytime at WBHM.org.